When you think of Latinos and religion, it's Catholicism. But more and more Latino Americans are converting to Islam. It's hard to get a precise figure, but there may be as many as 100,000 Latino Muslims living in the U.S. today. The world's Jason Margolis has more from Houston.
Life was rough growing up for Jaime Fletcher in Houston. He moved from Colombia to Texas when he was 8 years old. Fletcher says when he got a little older, he got caught up in the gang life. Fast cars, guns, booze, and women.
One night that I was with a friend of mine who I'd grown up with, after leaving a club and drinking, we were sitting outside of his house. He looked at the liquor that he had in his hands and he said, "I can't believe I'm still doing this." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "I can't believe I'm still doing this after having gone to Mecca." And I asked him, "What is Mecca?" And he said, "It's where the house of God is." And that was strange for me. He said, "Islam is a true religion of God." And I said, "Well, everybody says the religion is the truth."
Like most Latinos, Fletcher was raised in a Catholic family. But he says his parents also encouraged him to find his own truth. After briefly studying Christianity, Judaism, Taoism, and Buddhism, Fletcher came to believe that Islam was, in fact, the true religion of God. He converted and now goes by the name Mujahid Fletcher. He says Islam incorporated the family values he liked from Catholicism while getting rid of one big disadvantage.
Which was the aspect of the confession to a priest. Islam brings about a clear sense of asking for forgiveness or repentance directly to God without having an intermediary.
That holds great appeal for many Muslim converts, says Catherine Ewing, a professor of religion at Columbia University.
There are frustrations with the structure of the Catholic Church, the hierarchy. You know, numbers say that they're kind of bored with the Mass, that it doesn't seem related to their everyday needs.
She adds that Latinos aren't simply being pushed away by the Catholic Church. Many Latinos have been pulled toward Islam, especially post-September 11th. She says after the attacks and the immediate backlash against Muslims, Muslims began to reach out to outside communities to explain who they were. And many non-Muslims grew more curious about Islam.
They started to do internet research or to read the Quran to find out if it really advocated violence. And many, as they did that, actually saw Islam as a peaceful religion, as something that had more familiarity than they expected. They also found some of the beauty of the tradition as they explored further.
That's what Mujahid Fletcher found, and he wanted other Latinos to find this too. Problem, though, Islamic texts aren't easily accessible in Spanish. So Fletcher began doing translations and making audio recordings.
Bienvenidos a Islam in Spanish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. En el nombre de Dios, el más clemente, el más misericordioso.
Fletcher now runs a company called Islam in Spanish. He and his father, who also converted to Islam, have recorded more than 500 CDs and 200 cable access TV shows.
The end goal with Islam in Spanish is to educate Latinos about Islam worldwide.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
I visited Fletcher at his mosque in Sugarland, an affluent suburb of Houston. The large mosque looked like something you'd find in the Middle East or Turkey. There were about 100 people at the evening prayer the night I went. Fletcher counted himself as the only Latino. Fletcher said Latino Muslims are spread out in small pockets in big cities like Houston. I also met Daniel Abdullah Hernandez, a Puerto Rican convert who is now the imam at a mosque in the nearby city of Pearland. Hernandez was also a gang member when he was younger. He says finding Islam turned him into a responsible husband and father.
In the beginning, people think it's a phase. My mother, after 2 years of seeing my transformation, she became Muslim.
His father and brother did too. Together, they visited Egypt, a trip that cleared up any doubts they had about becoming Latino Muslims.
Me and my family were feeling that we were going to be lonely during the holidays. And that first year, we're sitting with other Hispanics, breaking bread and eating, and we were all amazed.
For most Latinos, though, Catholicism is more than just a religion. It can be about cultural identity. So while Islam or other religions may be replacing the Catholic religion for some Latinos, replacing the cultural connection to the Catholic Church, that could be much harder. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Houston, Texas.